Beginning the grind up, Mesachim, Pesachim, Daphne, and Hey, begin the Melal, begin the Taste the Master, begin the Wizards of the Gemara, Kuli, Kuli, Gitani. We're teaching you just about the leniencies. Which Taste says, the truth is, Belid Rebbe Lazar, even without this teaching of Rebbe Lazar, the Asal Hashir that's by my mind that he says, you now go ahead and dip on Tisha B'Av your fingers into water, which that thought of this whole conversation that we had this contradiction and therefore we had to give this answer, even without him, Tzarek Lemme Kuli, Kuli, Gitani, we on our own we would have to say this idea that we're only saying leniencies. Because on Tisha B'Av, L'chol HaPachas, at the least, Kol Gufay Aser, it's forbidden to bathe the whole body, I feel a bit tiny, even with cold water. Yeah, the B'tayin is Tzibbe Mut B'tayin, but on the public fast, you're allowed to go ahead and bathe with cold water, because Mulchim Perikam the Tzayin, it's obvious from the first Perikam Tzayin, you have to give them enough. So the truth is, even with Rebbe Lazar, we would have to say the answer that the Gemara ultimately said. Next is the Master, begin with the Gemara, Amr Meir. Meir says, Ma'ra Yehud V'Galil Kan, what's a proof of Yehud V'Galil? What does it have to do with as if it's forbidden, it depends on the meaning of Malkum. Now, says Taisis, so it comes out the Remeir dislay the Habim and Hag, according to Remeir that holds that it's based on customs. Obviously, Ksabi he holds the Leinechlo Kubisham Sabadabazed, that what our Mishnah quotes that they do say in the terminology of Isser, obviously he would hold that they don't have this dispute because the Beminig Lashad Plukta, you can't have a Machlegis regarding custom, the Lechzehechanog, let's see what their custom is. So obviously that our Mishnah that's quoting that's going like a Behuder, Remeir would disagree and say that there was no such Machlegis. Kitanek says Master, but his wins, where's the Gemara, the Kummer Remeim and Hagam. And the fact that Meir says that it's based on custom, so Machlan to Behuda, so obviously it's disputing to Behuda, Yisru Kama is saying that it's actually, it's regarding if it's prohibited or permitted. Which Taisus says, this diuk that we make from the contrast of the disputants, so it's bothering Taisus, and he says, I'm a sneetin lekla medikachi. From our Mishnah itself, we could not have made this inference and said, oh, with the Kama Tanakama and Hogan, the fact that the Tanakama says, that it depends in the beginning of the parak. It depends on minig. So machalda chachom yisru kama. Obviously, then our mishnah that says that it's based on other criterion. Let's say Yehud Galil. That's prohibition. We couldn't have said that. Why? Because I'm a sneak nickel meme. In our mishnah, we could say that davai savi minhag. Really, we could have said both of them hold that it's based on minig. This is what the sages in our mishnah are telling the Tanakama from the beginning of the parak. Lomata says in the Berecha, why are you being unspecific and you're just saying it depends on the minig amokum? You could have specified and elaborated and said they don't do, but you do that they do, and therefore, but maybe they both hold minhaga. Whereas the Bryce, the Shaykh Lefarshkin, however, in the Bryce, he can't say that because Rabbi Yehuda is explicit. And he differentiates between Yehuda and Galil. It sounds like that whoever says after the Malkum Shenagu without differentiating, obviously, that the Tana holds its Isser, and he's coming to say that it's Minik. Kitanik says the mask that begins with the Gemara, called Kobesh and the Kalatis. Any grafting that doesn't conceive, that doesn't it doesn't get planted within 3 days. So it's not going to take root anymore. And therefore that related to the discussion regarding planting before Pesach, whether it be on the 13th or the 14th of the month. Now, but then since Taisus Ben Tumi begins to say, so wait a second. If you tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds that the planting, if it's not within 3 days, is not going to take root anymore. And therefore we said that if someone ripped it out on the 13th of Nisan, so he's got to put it into moist ground that it quickly takes root, so that'll be 3 days before the Eimer, but in the hard ground where it's not so quick, it's not going to take root before the Eimer. So wait a second. Why? What's the problem with planting it in a dry land, not a moist land? Because manavshach, if it's going to take root within 3 days, so then it's been 3 days before the Eimer, and it's going to be permitted by them. And if it's not going to take root, so what's the problem? Anyway, it's not going to take root anymore. Because he said it has to be within 3 days, and if it's not, it's not going to be. So then you don't need to have a permissibility of the Eimer. Like Gemara elsewhere says, that it's like having weed in a jug. There's no taking root over here. So what's the problem? And that's the percent that you could say is no. The Mimaka Magarid. The truth is, by dry land, it is a delayed taking root more than 3 days, and therefore, yeah, you would have the problem. And this is 3 days was only in the wet ground. Or another approach you could say is yesh lachish. You have to be concerned because sheyirish leitiklit. It's more of a gezer that if he sees it didn't take root, sheyishta leisu b'makom atit achaim, and then he's going to go ahead and plant it in the wet ground after the eimer, and then it's not going to be permitted till the following eimer, and that's the concern. And therefore, one shouldn't do it when it's more than 3 days, when it's less than 3 days from before the eimer. Ketinex Tosfos Masla begin with the Gemara Maya Fila. What does it mean, even? Fila Haninam and Dezutri. That even these, that they're small. Tosfos asks, why couldn't we say a different approach? In other words, the Gemara wanted to say that you can't prove from the fact that on the 14th of Nisan, you're not allowed to start doing work, even a small little belt or a small little cap, even though it's necessary for the Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to start on the 14th. No, you could say that this says even a small belt is to say that even though it's small, you're not allowed to start it when it's not for the Yom Tov purposes. But says the truth is, have a muscle shnu, you could be some. Really, the Gemara could have answered, like the Gemara says shortly, that in a different part of the Gemara, that afil haninami. No, we could say it means something else. That even these also, that they are for the purposes of Yom Tov. That only migmar in the schudiloi, that what are we saying, afila, that even they can only be finished and not started with. So really we could have said that, but it says, but no, the Gemara prefers to reject, like we do say, that no, even a small malacha you can't start, that you cannot infer from this teaching anything at all. Not the doubt regarding Tzarech HaMoed, if you're allowed to start, and not regarding Shalot Tzarech HaMoed, if you're allowed to finish it off. Because the hashtag is now that we reject and we say that the chiddush by the small belt is even a small little job like this. You're not allowed to start. So, Matzal Meimim, then you could say that Tzarech HaMoed Aschulinam Meschalinam. That you could say that maybe if it's for the Yom Tov need, then you could even start it. And this was saying that even a smaller belt, you can't start. That's Shalai L'Tzarech HaMoed. But if you would reject, like the Gemara says later on, that even the Tzarech HaMoed, you're allowed to only finish off, but at least then you would still be resolving one of the three questions regarding Tzarech HaMoed, that you would not be able to start. And if the Gemara prefers to give even a bigger d'chi and say that, no, you can't infer anything from this teaching.